This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how are you out there? Steve-O? Rich?
We got Big Rich in the studio today.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, I do have an announcement, though.
Already here.
Yeah, 30, I mean.
30 seconds in.
That's not even 30 seconds.
Yeah. So, you know, we spent, like, the entire season with intern Drew. The word on the street is he graduated from internship, and he's now a paid member of Lineup Media. Is that right?
See, I didn't even know that. Really?
Drew, you on? Can you hear us? I know you can hear us. Can you talk? You got a little mic over there?
We hear you, buddy.
Congratulations. He's like 14 years old, and he knows more about this stuff than any of us.
Well, of course he does. He's a teenager, 14. Let's give him a golf club.
He's not a 14-year-old, for the love of God. They're going to think we got another show going here about trying to find immigration.
And that's a hot topic that I know you don't want to discuss.
But we don't talk about anything like that.
Yeah.
But, hey, folks, I got to ask you guys, what about the games we watched?
Are we jumping right into football?
Yeah, I'd like to. Let's get that whole aspect out of the way.
Let's kick it off, right?
Yeah, I mean, what we witnessed was two beatdowns. Two beatdowns that you wouldn't have thought was going to ever happen.
So I see the direction that you're going here.
What direction am I going?
Are you going with the whole thing like the Cowboys had a better chance to give Atlanta a game and win it? I mean,
of course.
Green Bay in Dallas that got hot. You know, Green Bay just got hot and they were what do they call it? Paper Lions, right?
They were going seven games into that.
Yeah, but they weren't that good a team, and we just happened to catch a bad half. And a couple of, just crappy calls against us.
Amazing, isn't it? A drop ball by Terrence Williams. We got a penalty here. I mean, there was interception there.
It's always one or two plays, but in the pregame here, John, we were talking about what icing on the cake, if you will, a freaking kicker from Green Bay, right?
That Crosby. Son of a bitch.
Kicks a 56 and a 52, but yet shanks a 41-yarder. And, you know, obviously that wasn't the turning point in the Green Bay-Atlanta game. However, it was the turning point in the Cowboys game.
And we even tried to ice him.
I know.
Tried to ice the prick, and he still kicked another one in.
I know.
Then he goes to Atlanta. I'm thinking, you better put this in. I said, please put this in for love of every Cowboy fan out there. Put this in.
Wide left.
And then it's like he looks at me and smiles and gives me the finger.
I saw that
the
look.
TV.
I saw that look.
I
read his lips.
I can't believe
Jono,
you did this to us. You make a 54, ice at 51, throw another 51. And you can't kick that, you little weasel.
Well, and I know I missed last week's podcast there. Was out and about. Was out on assignment. Where was I? No, I was sick still, really. Sick to my stomach. But all I talked about the last 2 weeks was Aaron freaking Rodgers. I don't even know what to say with this. 4th and 20, and he throws a 36-yard BB running to his left. And who can't catch for the ex-Rams? Oh, yeah. Cook. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, okay. All right. We got to stop going back to our Cowboy game. We covered that.
Let's talk about this. Yeah.
Atlanta Green Bay and the Pittsburgh Patriots. This was supposed to be a meltdown. I mean, supposed to be a real strong type, competitive type of game.
Right. And neither one were. And that's disappointing when, what'd they say? How many games? Whatever the number of games were, 10 games, and there were only two of them like one score, and that's during the playoffs. So, obviously the Cowboys game was the one that everybody needed to see. I mean, might have been one of the great games of playoff history.
Can I jump in right on this one, Steve-O, and just ask you guys on this one and go back to that story? Might that game have more people watching it in the U.S. than the Super Bowl? Now, there's going to be people.
I mean, the Super Bowl
will still be the Super Bowl, right?
Right, but Hey, but you saw what happened with Super Bowl tickets immediately upon Dallas's exit.
Yeah.
$1,000 drop in ticket prices. I'm telling you, the Patriots, to relate it back to the old baseball stuff, or the Atlanta Braves of the 90s, where they had made the playoffs so much that they don't even travel. And I had an opportunity to get Super Bowl tickets in Indianapolis. I think that was their 16-0 year. And then, they're going for a perfect season. I could get them at face value right before kickoff.
Wow.
They don't travel well anymore. So, and then Atlanta, maybe their fans are going to show up, but $1,000 immediately upon the Cowboys exiting the playoffs, that's a huge kick in the seat.
Yeah, it's power. I guess back to the John's initial point about the games. I think Green Bay, spent everything they had getting past the Cowboys. That game took it out of them,
and they have
absolutely nothing left. And you see that from time to time. I was hoping for a little better game, but obviously I was rooting for Atlanta to win as opposed to Green Bay.
And they'll give us something as fans not related with those two teams. Because you're talking to Packers and you're talking to Patriots, and I think those are two hated teams, too. As much as they're loved, they're hated as well. And it may turn people off to not even watching it. But now you got the second America's team behind us, and here's a team that's never won it, always been in here and there in the 90s, 80s, had one or two runs at it, became NFC, played for the NFC Championship, but never got to the big show. I think America's going to be cheering Atlanta on. I think a majority, I'd say – can I say 60% probably be Atlanta Falcon fans?
Yeah. You know what? That's interesting. I wrestle around, with this thought all the time. I am a big, big favorite guy. Like, I prefer the favorite to win. I prefer the best team to win. I hate the upsets as much as they're enjoyable. You seem like you're cheering for the underdog, but I hate when a team, 16-0 and then loses a Super Bowl. They were clearly the best team years ago.
We're different then.
Okay.
I like keeping history. What about you, Rich?
I think this relates back to Steve was talking about baseball, and football is any given Sunday, where baseball, where you've got a 7-game series, the best team's going to prevail. Am I correct
right.
on that?
Right. Yeah, and that's what I relate it back to. I go back to 2004. For those of you that don't know, I also do a St. Louis Cardinal podcast, baseball one. 2004 and 2006 for the Cardinals. 2004, that they win 105 games. They're clearly the best team in baseball, and they get slobber knocked by
four straight
by Boston. The Boston Red Sox. And then 2006, we're a 500 team at best, sneak into the playoffs, and then go on an incredible run and win it. I would much rather have won it in 2004 when we were clearly the best team and got knocked out in 2006 as opposed to vice versa. That's just how I am. I like teams that are supposed to win, which is why I'm no good at gambling, is because I always pick the favorites and I always give the points.
Right. I tell you on this, the reason I'm no good at fantasy football is because every time I play, my whole team's lined with Cowboys.
But Rich, I'm asking you.
Yeah, the question is.
The fans not related to a favorite or anything, just the fans that want to watch football, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm pulling for Atlanta for a number of reasons. I do not like the Patriots. And I'm going with, Matt Ryan. Quarterback. He's a heck of a good guy. Does a lot for not only the NFL but the community.
And you're saying that he deserves it.
I think he does.
Right. Yeah. And I like
just like
team.
The John Elway thing. Right. Years ago when Elway, he gave all he had to get there. How many times did he get there? Well, prior to that, not getting there, the fumble and everything else.
Dan
the drive. That kills me. Dan Marino should have a Super Bowl, but he doesn't. Freaking Redskins
well, what
that
about
last
Tony
year.
Romo? I mean, we're talking a quarterback that's broken every.
Cowboy
record. I mean, this guy is giving his bones out there, and he may not see a Super Bowl.
Yeah, bones, lungs.
Yeah, everything.
He may not see us. And I say that as in there's still miles left in that car, too.
Yeah. But back to the whole Atlanta Patriot thing, if I had to choose, and I'm kind of torn, I would like to see Tom Brady win just because he's done it so much. And, just it's one of those things where you've been to seven of them and you kind of like to see that going and that streak continue. But I think, and that's just because of Brady, I think Atlanta has the better team. But if you remember, Green Bay was running up and down the field on them. They could not stop
Green Bay.
That's why right, I get back to the whole, man, if the Cowboys are in the NFC Championship game against Atlanta, I think we get Atlanta and beat them. Yeah, I know they got a lot of weapons, but I think our defense would have stopped them.
I think my logic is more mathematical on the sense that I don't want the Patriots to have as much as the Cowboys.
John, 100% read my mind here.
That's what I look at more than anything. I can care less about Brady and your rant about living past ages and like to see him keep winning. Well, no one wants to see one guy win all the time. The American society was based on people that want to make it and not seeing all the billionaires constantly winning.
The underdog. But, yes. I don't want to see anybody surpass the Cowboys, and, of course, the Steelers have, and it drives me freaking nuts. But, and I'm not a huge fan of Brady. I did watch a documentary on him just real quick here. It was called Brady Six, and I gained quite a bit of respect for him because he was a sixth quarterback drafted in that round and how, you know, he's the only one not only still around but has done everything he has done. That's the only thing. Yeah, he battled through, but I'm not a Brady fan. I'm not a Patriots fan.
How long
fan.
Is he going to play that card? Hey, you know what? I was picked in the sixth round. No one looked at me, blah, blah. But now, look, I can't even hold these rings up because they're so heavy.
He's played it, and it's worked.
Again, I'm not going to give the Patriots the tying Super Bowl. I still have it. I want to hang on to it. I want us to be the Cowboys in Pittsburgh for life.
Yeah. That's
the whole romance behind that. Boom. That's what we wanted to see.
No, absolutely. But you're also different from me from the standpoint of you actually hate teams.
Right, but I still want to be number two or number one.
I get it, but you,
whatever.
But
number two.
But when we talk outside of this, you have a true disdain, a hatred for teams, whether it's other baseball teams or football teams.
Right.
And I don't have a hatred towards them.
I just
want to see the Cowboys win. I mean, you know, you hate the Redskins. You hate the Giants. You hate Philly.
But I don't hate the Redskins much anymore.
Well, you're trying to be politically correct now.
No, not at all. That used to be a big series, though.
John doesn't know those two words.
Gotta say, but I feel more of a discontent towards those two teams, though. The Eagles and the Giants, they hate us. The Giants are all over social media. How many times did we hear Romo Homo? And it's like, dude, we're just trying to play a game, and you guys got to get
in. That's a sign
of
genius, by the way, making a rhyme like that.
Yeah, that's how good they are. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with it. And it's always the Giants. So I like to beat up on the Giants. They took the two out. They played us twice. They beat us two times this year. That, you know what? I don't think even mattered.
No,
nothing lost on that. So,
But
the Eagles, yes, I don't like the. But I gotta say, it's always been damn Packers to me. The Packers. To me, I just can't stand them. I don't know what it is. They wear these plastic
foam. They're foam.
Foam.
Whatever they are. I've seen plastic.
You mean they're
now.
Not real? It's not real cheese?
Plastic helmets. That's what I've seen. Did you see
the
foam?
Cheeseheads?
The cheeseheads?
Yeah, they're foam.
They're not real blocks of cheese?
No.
God damn it. I'm telling you, it was plastic, though. I know it's not real cheese. They're not going to put real cheese on their head, but the damn thing looked real, and I was hungry. I might have bit into that thing. It was in front of me. But you know what?
Like plastic.
I don't like those. I don't like those things. I don't like seeing that. And then if they ever go, well, you guys are Cowboys. You wear no, we don't. We don't wear cowboy hats and all that. That's our team. That's America's team. We don't walk around with the Spurs on and all that crap. But you, people,
I do walk around in my assless chaps. So.
So, fans out there, there's a picture of that.
Is it really?
Well, you got to have assless chaps if you're a Cowboy fan. I think a lot of our listeners probably have assless chaps out there.
Yeah. Chime in if you do. And if you don't, John will send you a pair.
Well, then Steve-O. He's the one walking around with that goofy ass thing. No, but, that's what I'm saying. I just think that I like to be the upper echelon for a long time. And maybe this is the last run for the Patriots, too. But again, we've been saying that for the last four or five times with the Patriots.
It's
consistency.
You know what?
And Belichick, adds to that. And
no,
Belichick,
the two of them. Absolutely. Brady and Belichick.
Yeah.
The one, I hate to admit it, one right. is not successful without the other. Mm-hmm. And they're the two constants outside of the ownership group since that whole run began. And that's what's amazing is they've turned over that, you know, that lineup and the drafting and, you know, and you go up and down and you can't name anybody else on their team except for, oh, that's Tom Brady and maybe one other guy.
They don't have a sexy team.
They don't.
They're wideouts. You know, they're little guys and you're going, oh, he caught another one. How cute. You know, it's that type of thing. It's never that
well,
a Julio Jones type of catch or –
Well, they've had Gronkowski for a while, and now they got Engelman. And but Steve-O's right, the constants there, but they still put the right parts in. I mean, think of and it's slipping my mind right now, but Engelman is there
Edelman.
Now. Edelman.
Well, and we're going to hear from that fan again.
Engelman, Edelman.
Engelbert. What is this?
The gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a crap, right? And who was there before him as a slot receiver? That's who's slipping my mind right now.
Well, oh, Wes Welker.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, that's the formula they have is putting the right pieces in the right place.
They got
Amendola. They got Hogan. They got like 17 slot receivers there.
What about the one that went
profile.
To San Diego?
Danny Woodhead.
Yeah.
He was a running back.
He was a running back.
Yeah, I thought he was in that role, too.
Well, he rolled out in the screen passes and the flats and everything else. But that's just their M.O., you know, that quick little hitter across, and Brady gets rid of the ball.
And those guys are like 4'11". I think they collect government aid for being so small.
And I may be taller than they are, just throwing that out there. I am? Yes.
You are. No, it's unbelievable. But you're right, man. They don't have you outside of Gronkowski. And Brady.
Well, they had that murderer.
Oh, well, Aaron Hernandez, yeah. But Gronk is out now, you know.
The murderer. They had that murderer. All of a sudden.
They had that guy.
Yeah, all of a sudden, round up all the jerseys, we will burn them in the town square.
God, how does that happen?
What's his name, Hernandez?
Yeah, Hernandez.
You're on top of the world, man. Oh, by the way, in Florida, all of a sudden the coach down there quits as he has heart problem. Goes to Ohio State. So this is like everything's becoming a cover-up where that guy went.
Well, he just, you know, he left a trail of bodies there. Finally caught up to him.
Yeah, no kidding. He's the guy you don't want to hitchhike with.
No, not at all.
Yeah. What?
So, no, but all in all, I look at it and I go back to, and I'm still disgruntled. Why is it not the Cowboys playing the Patriots?
Damn it, man, let me slap you one time. Get some sense in you. We lost. We lost in some little guy kicking a 51-yard field goal. Because we would have beaten them in overtime. That's for sure.
They couldn't stop us.
Momentum was all on our side. The crowd was into it. You looked for the old Cowboy comeback, and it was about to happen.
It was happening.
It was about to happen.
We come 18-point deficit, bang, and then boom.
Biblical times, this would be like the Red Sea parting. Then closing on you as halfway or three quarters, we're about to. Hey, I can see it, right? And the next time, water comes, blows it. We're good. We're done. We're done.
From hitchhiking to biblical times to the Red Sea, not fully parting.
Wow.
Three quarter.
Well, full
water,
part, then not long enough.
Everybody gone.
You know
full,
what? Game I can
over.
Only hold this so long. Get through.
Yeah, you boys got to move. Boys got to move here. Keep the line going.
Keep it moving.
Hey, speaking of which, let's get to I got your Vegas odds pulled up here.
All right, give it to me, babe.
So
maybe I should guess first.
Guess.
I have not yet seen this, my friend, because I backed away from it. I'm going to say 55.5 is the over. Don't tell me yet. And I'm going to say it's the Patriots by 6-7, and I'm going to say 6.
Patriots are giving 3.
So it's not 6.
It's not 6. And then
I wonder if it opened up at 6.
No, it opened up at 5.
5, okay. Wow. So,
yeah, opened up at 5.
Down to 3.
Went down to 3. I actually like Atlanta in this game. Which, if everybody out there, it's 59.
Said 55.
59. Yeah.
So here's the deal.
It's going to be a track race, no doubt about it.
If you want, the tip of the week 59. Is I like Atlanta getting the points. So Everybody out there, if you're betting, take New England, given three.
Are you that much of a
curse? I'm terrible.
Well, why and would you I accept love, this? Don't you want to
And I love the
why
under.
Why don't you go to that guy? He's a motivational guy.
I don't know. I'm
he
negative.
He can throw some holy water on you. You'll be all right.
And I like the under.
You got the Red Sea parting over there, John. That's why Steve's so angry. Why? The sea parted closed on him. He didn't get through.
He's actually the one that had to swim. God damn it.
He
anyway.
Didn't get through.
And I like the under.
You like the under at 59?
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be at halftime?
Oh, they'll probably have 70 points by halftime because I'm taking the under. I mean, that's how this shit works. Don't you understand?
Well, at least it saves you the agonizing pain of that last score in the last minute of the game, putting you over the top. Yeah, done by halftime, oh well.
Oh, this is great.
Unbelievable.
Well, it'll be over.
So, fans at home there, I'm not sure what to tell you to take on that one.
Yeah, that was great stuff. And, hey, folks, if you like our show, definitely go to our spot on Facebook. We're at Cowboys Podcast. And become our friend. We've got 13,000 and growing.
Yeah,
it's
let's
amazing.
Get some house cleaning stuff done here.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get more fans tuning in and chiming in on what we're doing. And also go on your right-hand side of the page on cowboyspodcast.com. And you'll see Amazon there. Click on Amazon. If you're going to be shopping on Amazon, why not come do it on our site first? And, you know, it helps out this Cowboy Show throughout the year, and this place has been great to us. So if you want to buy anything on Amazon, come to cowboyspodcast.com. On your right-hand side, click on Amazon and shop away.
Yeah, it's amazing. Up over 13,000 page likes for the Cowboys Podcast Facebook page. Yeah. So, and that keeps growing. I think you guys set some lofty goals. What do you want, about 25, 30,000 by next kickoff?
Yeah, right? I wouldn't mind that at all.
Yeah, I mean, so we got to keep getting them. If you like it, you like the show, go ahead and on Facebook and like us there. They said something about starting a group around here, too, one of those cowboy groups with all of our people. So.
Really? I think Drew came up with He brought those people up that wanted to get involved in that.
So we want you to subscribe. You can go to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Android, all those options out there for you. So go on there, find Cowboys Podcast. There's a couple of them. Look for ours, which is probably the best one if you're into that sort of thing.
Do you have a Cowboy sign out? We could maybe give a couple Facebook shouts out to a couple of these groups.
And yeah, we can pull them up here.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
Pull him up here.
So, Rich, while he's doing that.
No, I got him here.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay, man, go ahead. Quick on the draw.
Hey, man.
If he was that quick, he would have gotten through the Red Sea, but he's learned his lesson.
Yeah, we usually like to thank the admins of these groups, the Facebook groups out there that constantly and consistently share our content and post about our show and everything like that. So, some of them, not all of them, Cowboy Family for Life. The Cowboys Nation 88, True to the Blue and Silver, the Dallas Cowboys Group, Dallas Cowboys True Elite Fans. So, there's a ton of them. And then our favorite, Maylene Smith's Dallas Cowboys, number one team, and She Loves the Cowboys, which is run by Colleen Kay, so the professor.
Yeah.
Colleen is a professor.
Hey, excuse me, guys, but I didn't get a hold of Colleen today. I just didn't know what we'd talk about, so... You know, I just figured we'll do the Colleen interview next week. I didn't think you guys would mind.
No, that's fine. I mean, she's...
Yeah, I didn't contact her.
But she's busy with a new baby anyway, so...
She got that. I mean, she might... You know what? She might have been. She's so good, the Cowboys might have taken her down to Orlando for the Pro Bowl.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's how awesome she is.
Yeah, she's amazing.
So, they're down there enjoying it. Man, there's been... I haven't watched any of it. But what do you guys – have you guys followed that at all? It looks like they're having a little bit of fun down there.
I still have not tuned into any sports show. I have not turned the ESPN on. I have not – I don't want anything to do with football now.
Okay, well, let me tell you what the talk of the town is.
I'm like that one guy still guarding an island somewhere from World War II.
Gosh.
I was pulling him out today.
I am a thespian.
We have right, made it go. Through the history. Well, let me tell you what a hot topic is out there.
Is that
who won the war first?
Is this Mr. Sherman and Peabody? Story of Jono's life.
Oh, man. This show's all
Mr.
wrong.
Mr. Jono and Peabody. There you go.
All wrong. Well, one of the hot topics I want to serve up to you.
All right.
Is what everybody's talking about. Tony Romo still.
Yeah. Yeah. Time to put my serious face back on.
Return from your island. Come on.
I just don't know what to make of this. I mean, I want him back. It's going to be selfish of me to say I like it back. But you know what? Stand by that guy with the water cooler and stay close because I may need you anytime. You can't even sit down. So I don't know if he wants that role. I think Tony would like to go out and explore. But again, as a Cowboy, do you let him and trade him, which it would cost me money, or do you release him out in the wilderness and say, go if you want to go, but stay if you want to stay?
Okay, so that's here. There
that's
begs,
a song.
I was going to say, John, sing it with some melody and harmony there. Yeah.
That begs the question for you. Are you going to think of what's best for Tony Romo, or are you going to think of what's best for the Dallas Cowboys?
I think that's
because
the
now
you've
got to put in your business hat or on your business hat as opposed to wearing your heart on your sleeve.
Well, I know where you're going with this because you already started a conspiracy down in Houston and Dallas.
Yeah.
They're about to have a fist.
Can you believe that?
Because of you.
I come out of nowhere and say, yeah, let's trade one broken back for another. Let's get J.J. Watt up here Tony Romo. And that shit is all over the internet. Somebody asked.
Remember I said you're crazy. I don't even want to talk about it. Well, some other idiot found out about it, too. And
so they berated this guy. I guess he called into a fan show down there and was like, hey, I'm hearing rumors of Romo for J.J. Watt. He goes, what moron starting those rumors?
It was us.
It was us.
It was our guy's
table. Touchdown.
But we'll take it.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, we'll take it.
I wish they had a picture of you that popped up in the back. Right, with, this is them. Kind of reminds me of the movie The Stripes where he goes, where's my men? Are those my men? No, those aren't your men. Here come your men.
There it is. Good one, good one.
Why don't our kids appreciate good movies like that? Our comedies back then were so much better than they are now.
Well, I
look at Animal House. You got Stripes. You got Caddyshack. These were...
We had to put some type of thought into them. Nowadays, you know...
The Blues Brothers.
Now it has to be right there because attention span is less than 3 seconds.
I don't know, man.
So
they
can't
got
figure out a joke.
They got Ricky Bobby and Talladega Nights. They got... Old school. I mean, this Will Ferrell's made some good movies.
Well, exactly he has, but that's not. I think
Adam
John
Sandler's
about,
made some good movies.
Now, well, yeah. I mean,
yeah, but I think even they would say, I'm still no comparison to Animal
Ricky
House
Bobby.
Or,
that's just them stroking off
names.
Their.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah, good thing we're not being filmed right now. So what's your take on it? So what's best for the Cowboys is either getting something in return for him of value, and I'm not talking 1/4 round pick, although getting that money off the books would give us value because I'm sitting here looking at a list of unrestricted free agents that's 18 players deep that we need to, and a lot of them out there are players that we need that are probably bigger than role players.
But we still need a quality backup, though, because, you know, Dak is one play away from being on the bench.
You can find a backup. Well, yeah, I know you're not going to go with Sanchez. What did I say about Sanchez? That's a dirty Sanchez.
He was our backup.
Yeah, I know. But he's not going to be backup next year. We can sign one for a couple million, $2-3 million, and he's fine with it. But my thing is
– And Sanchez is on the restricted free agent, unrestricted free agent.
Yes, of course. He's the leader.
He's gone.
Well, goddamn, what are you, Nostradamus? A monkey could have called that one. Of course he's leaving. But I'm saying to you that now you're looking at what Steve O just said, a prime time type of player, what we're talking. If we're going to give this this ribeye, we want Porterhouse with it. I mean, that's just how it is. Well, I don't want no sirloin steaks and all that. I want the filet mignon for that.
Filet mignon.
That's Tony Romo, and he's deserved it.
And I think it's why it's such a difficult question to answer, and we're all thinking it. Steve proposed it. How do you think here? Do you think as a business owner, and I've got to do what's best for the Cowboys, or I think with my heart, you know, it is Tony Romo.
Yeah, but he threw out Houston. They already signed that QB for about $18 million. I don't know how much they paid for that guy. But in any case, they can't keep that on the book. I mean, they're going to do a lot of hit. They're going to take a lot of hits if he's going to Houston. I threw another team in the mix now, and I think that's the Chicago Bears. I think – are you having a child over there, Rich?
I am.
You see, you didn't make it across the Red Sea either, did you? You swallowed some of that salt water.
I went back for Steve.
No man left behind.
No.
Bad choice.
Me, I got my rubber
Saving Steve
duck on
was
me.
A bad choice.
I barely made it ashore.
You know what?
I think the Bears come into the scene here.
Well, I mean, the problem is if you do that, are you putting in Romo? Once again, you're making a decision for the Cowboys because you're just feeding him to the wolves out there. And, yeah, does he make the Bears a better team? I think he makes a lot of teams a better team. But they're nowhere near a place to compete, are they?
Well, I think that he would feel very comfortable playing in the NFC Central. And that's because that's the whole Green Bay area that he grew up in.
No,
Midwest.
Yeah, be a great.
I think that he would just be fine as a Chicago Bear. He would know the role model that he would be playing when he's playing the Lions or the Packs. I mean, he would fit in perfectly as a Bear.
I think he wants a championship. So I think he's – I mean
– Well, I mean, that would be a start.
Everybody wants Bears, a championship, but I don't think the Bears have the capacity.
I get it, but I also know that the Bears are far from the Rams either in the sense that they will go to the draft. If they pick up a Tony Romo, they will compliment him. It's not going to be a type of organization where – they're just going to go, okay, nice to have you, Tony. Play out your last 3 years here and get us some wins.
Do you think they're in a situation to get there within the 3 years?
I think so because that Central has always been, or the North, NFC North has always been, they're budged in together anyway. It doesn't, I mean, you're not going to get in there with a four win or four loss. You're going to get in there with a 6-7 loss. That's how that division's based on. So you're always in it in that.
Sure. Well, and then of course the getting the playoffs. So it's going to be interesting. I think that's a question that everybody's asking, and Steve proposed it, and I know I don't have the answer.
I think with Chicago fans, it's a different mentality. I think they would like to just beat two games Packers. And be competitive the entire season, and they've done great. I mean, that's how the Bears think. I know it's not like our Cowboy thinking. We've seen the promised land, and we want to be there. I mean, that's our place.
Right. And you know, we've got the team for it.
Yeah. But going back to that last question, I'm so glad when the Cowboys went out, I seen Pittsburgh go out. I did not want the Steelers.
No, gosh, no.
To win another Super Bowl because they are the group that'll stick their little fingers out with all the rings and lower the three other fingers down. And what do we got? Hey, that's you.
Well, you see it all the time.
Steeler fans are
Cowboy and Steeler fans are at each other's throats since the beginning of time. And
I don't know why they make us out to be the guys that drive the Jaguars and everything while they're the Steelers. I mean, there's a lot of blue collar. When I worked at the steel mill, there was always guys walking around with the Dallas Cowboy helmet, and I said, "Man, that's our guy over there."
That's it.
Yeah. So you've seen a lot of steel workers that love the Cowboys too. They always try to make it, "Oh, we're the Steelers."
Well, it's probably because only one guy made money out of the steel, right? Wasn't that what's his face?
Carnegie.
Carnegie, and there's been
Carnegie Steel.
Millions of guys that made money on oil. Right? I mean, they just drill a hole somewhere down there in Texas or Oklahoma and that guy from up from the...
You had to contradict me here.
Yeah, I know. He was shooting at rabbits, and all of a sudden, up from the ground comes a bubbling crew.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Uncle Jed. Uncle Jed was a millionaire
all
from
right,
oil.
That was Tennessee. That wasn't Texas, if you were going to get particular about it.
But you're hitting too close to home, because they packed up and moved to Beverly Hills, too.
Well, yeah.
Just like my Rams.
Oh.
I can't believe he said that. His Rams.
Yeah, 17 years with them, man. Still hurts. It was a good time on the sidelines.
They're horrible.
They are horrible.
It was a divorce.
It was. Ugly divorce.
Ugly divorce.
Well, he still keeps talking about her, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't forget it. He's still got an 8x10 picture of her. And this girl here is completely reminiscing of the good times.
Just remember, when I started, it was the first year of the greatest show on turf. So it was like marrying a hot broad, and then she got fat and ugly as she got old. Terrible. Terrible for 15 years. I had three.
That's great. We got women. Sorry, ladies.
Sorry, ladies.
Well, we lost.
Me thinking nice lingerie, and you know what? Just go.
Yeah.
I don't know what Colleen's going to say about this one. Oh, I'm glad she wasn't part of this one.
Oh, we've taken a turn for the worse.
No, it's you. It's you. What that remark about the chicks?
And we only have how many more months of fill-in before we get to the season? We have some real stuff we can talk about.
They may pull us off.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyway, thank you for your editorial. That had nothing to do with the Cowboys podcast. We don't call women big, fat, ugly, whatever he said.
I'm just saying that's what the Rams happened to him.
Okay. Go ahead. But that's not what we say here.
There's some downtime there. We've covered some ground here, from the Red Seas parting to Nostradamus to what? Jono's on an island by himself since World War II. World War II ended, 1945? Is that correct? So
yeah, but there were still some Japanese out there in those little islands protecting the island. They didn't know about it.
Believe me, I'm watching a show right now. It's Hunting Hitler, so I don't think it's over with yet, right?
Which one's that?
Hitler's still out there?
I don't know what they're doing. They're looking for him still. I have no
idea. How old will he be?
Douglas MacArthur and Patton are still on the hunt.
I don't know. It's a weird show. Well,
how old will he be?
He'd be old. He'd be old guy.
And they can't find him?
He's in Brazil.
Patton or MacArthur going to find Hitler? Which one?
They're in Brazil.
There we go.
What about Hoffa? I mean, Hoffa's still out there, too.
Well, didn't they look for him? Hey, didn't they look for him when they dug up Giant Stadium and they tore it down?
Yeah, in the end zone.
Couldn't find him.
Couldn't find him.
Huh. Yeah. He's still alive, though.
He's still on the loose.
he's alive.
Where is he?
Well, just because you haven't found him, he's not alive.
Hey.
Still alive. You saw Hitler walk around Brazil. I don't see that happening either. Yeah.
Well, we may all see right. it, you know, social media now. We're going to see Hitler and Hoffa and all those guys just having a drink together. We pulled one over on you.
Not Hoffa. Hoffa didn't hang out with people like that. He was a union guy. He was a steel worker. Was he a steel worker or auto?
Auto.
Auto. Yeah,
that's all.
All right. Trucking. Wasn't it trucking?
Trucking, somewhere? Auto, they're something all the like same. It's so wheels.
Teamsters. So Teamsters. Engine.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, that has a lot to do with football, especially our Cowboys.
All right, now let's get to this pro thing, this Pro Bowl. Do you really think that they ought to even play this damn thing? I don't want to see my – I got seven Cowboys. All you people out there on Facebook, we got seven. You know what? To me, that's seven injuries. That's possible – that could happen to my team.
I like the skills competition. Skills competition is extremely good, cool, awesome. But the actual game itself, I don't know what they need to do. I have no idea. I know they put it before the Super Bowl so people will watch. But nobody that's anybody that's in the Super Bowl, they're a Pro Bowl, but they have to step back because they can't get hurt for the Super Bowl. So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And it's not even in Hawaii anymore. Right.
Well, this year it's down in Orlando. It's just
it was there last year too, wasn't it? Orlando or Memphis, something like that.
No,
it wasn't in Hawaii. Go on.
I like it. I like the skills competition. I like the guys getting out there. I don't mind it so much. But let's just not fool each other and put pads on and look for tackles. Let's just play some flag stuff and be done with it. That way guys don't get hurt and let the guys – remember the 1 year Troy Aikman was eating a hot dog or something?
Then. I don't want to see Troy eating a hot dog. I don't want to see flags. Get out of here. Go home. This is all called for. We don't even want to play it.
There was the – I don't know if it's still going on anymore, the Female Lingerie League. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Would you two stop?
We're just bringing it up.
Stifle yourselves for a minute here, boys.
We're talking about flag football.
We've got women that are listening to our show.
And they could be playing in that league.
All right. They should be playing in the lingerie league. But what I'm saying, though, is – back then, the Pro Bowl, it was mostly Cowboys and mostly Steelers. So we still took it personal that the NFC should still win this. The NFC is – now you're seeing a lot of AFC-NFC showdowns. Every other week, it's AFC-NFC. The whole glamorization of AFC, I'm an AFC guy, or I'm an NFC guy. Forget that now. It's not like that.
Sure.
So the Pro Bowl then, to me – is worthless. If you've taken out the aspect of AFC, we're exclusive AFC and that's exclusive NFC, you know what? Now you've thrown a wrench into it, because before we used to take pride in what division we liked.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, you know, being an NFC guy, being a Cowboys fan, always rooted for them. Paramount.
Point being, though, Rich, I'm saying the Pro Bowl.
No, I am.
The
exactly
Pro Bowl
what you're
has
saying.
No bearing on anything now.
Yeah, well, things go in cycles. Think about the NFL and AFL when it first came, the sanction there and the draw between. And
no, but just to back it up, what you said maybe a week or two ago, you don't have those type of. You have so much sports on TV now. To where back then we watched that All-Pro game because it was the only thing
to watch.
On. Yeah, I mean, it was that or watch Donahue or whatever his name was. I don't know.
Phil Donahue.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just kidding. Now, coming up with it.
No, you're exactly right, and that brings up another point. How depressing was it after? I mean, you would watch the Super Bowl every year, regardless of the Cowboys are in or not, simply because you got
it's the only thing on,
and then you would watch the Pro Bowl, and is. Boring as it was still football.
Something to watch.
And when that game ended, you were like, oh, in a little bit of a funk for a while because you're in transition. I always played hockey, so I had hockey there. But, you know, back then, the Blues, they televised, what, 5 Blues games a year. So it was done. Yeah, you were in. Yeah.
Well, we had NBC and CBS and our game of the week on Monday was
night,
Channel 2,
Monday
and that was ABC.
ABC.
So ABC
Howard
covered
Cosell.
Their Monday night. And Channel 4, CBS covered the NFC teams, and
we always got 2 games, right?
Yeah, and the NBC?
NBC.
NBC covered AFC games.
Yep,
that's how it was.
And speaking back, since we're searching for stuff to talk about here.
We're doing good.
We're searching for back in the day. Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football highlights. You know, that was the beautiful thing in halftime. That was kind of the first thing when they
showed the
highlights of the week.
To see if they would show your team.
You dang right.
And you would see Howard. This is Howard Cosell. And then he'd go into Butch Johnson. Catches a ball at the end. Boom, boom. There. Another score for the Cowboys.
Oh, and I remember as a kid, I would beg my mom to let me stay up at least till halftime. To watch the halftime highlights. That's what they were called. Yeah. Halftime highlights with Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football.
Those were the days. Those were the days I didn't have a bookie. I could just watch a game. I was a little kid, though. Anyway, move on.
Move on.
Hey, so, as we're going through here, I'm just kind of looking at news and notes on things just to tie it back into a Cowboy show. But out of Orlando, little news, Tyron Smith will not require back surgery during the offseason.
Yeah, back surgeries are not good. And you do a karate thing, you know, you got your class and everything. You know, that's probably the hardest part of the body to heal, right?
Well, obviously, any part that has to be surgically repaired is never as strong as it once was. But the back, because you do so much with it.
Right.
I guess if you're listening to things, back, shoulder, and knees, kind of in that order, are the hardest to repair there. And the back... Obviously, with science today and everything they have, it's so much better than it used to be.
Right.
However, it's never as strong as the initial bone, the way you were put together.
Really?
That's right.
I thought it was supposed to be stronger, a broken bone.
No, that's from the bionic man you used to watch.
Well, the method behind a broken bone is it will grow back stronger, but you're always going to have that weak spot there. I mean, I've broke my wrist, I don't know how many different times in the same
guy.
Spot.
I'm going to tell you something about him. I was outside the hall. He grabbed my wrist, and I almost dropped to my... Damn these.
He's like Mr. Miyagi.
He is. He's like.
I showed you the difference between strength and then proper
leverage.
Technique and leverage
yeah.
and everything else. And
yeah.
Your body's meant to bend one way and not another.
Yeah, it was incredible. He had me on the. He almost had me on my knees.
I'm gonna stop talking to him. But Tyrone Crawford.
Tyrone, I got feelings too, guys.
Tyrone Crawford did have shoulder surgery, and DeMarcus Lawrence had back surgery, and then Cedric Thomas also had surgery on his shoulder earlier this week.
You know,
so,
God bless that we did not have one injury out of Sean
Lee.
And that's
the important thing to remember,
John.
As you look through the season, is that we remained healthy, and that's a huge part of it. Outside of our blessing in disguise, Romo going down, which, you know, who knows? If Romo's out there, maybe we're in the Super Bowl. I don't know. But him going down, it didn't really cost us that we like we thought. But everybody else stayed relatively healthy.
Yeah, and you know what, Steve-O, if you remember from the earlier shows, I kind of predicted that we'd only lose like one or two games when I went through the whole schedule there. And that was with Romo, I think.
Yeah,
really?
I think you heard me there.
Are we going to play that back? What did I say? I said 10 and 6.
You did hear me there.
You kept trying to get...
I did say 14 and 2 or 15 and 1. I did say that.
I think you were... If I remember that show when we were doing it, I think you were
adding... You're lying. You're lying.
17 games.
I think...
You and your sausage fingers were trying to count to 17.
I think you're lying again. No.
Is that including preseason?
No, he was off his ride.
Trying to help you out there.
I did say that. And if you guys want to catch the old tunes, go to iTunes there and check out our past shows, and you will hear me say that.
Look for that spot.
You may have to listen to all shows.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, but
it
kind of
brought
be
us to
there.
Where we're
it'll
at.
It'll be on there.
Good stuff.
So, yeah, so I'm saying America wants to see the Atlanta Falcons win the Super Bowl. They could care less about your, I like to see tradition.
No.
I like to see Brady win another
look
one
out.
And jump up and down with his beautiful girlfriend walking down the street because he's the All-American. Oh, but woo-hoo, I was picked in sixth round. Oh, God, please help me.
Listen, first and foremost,
boom.
Let's attack that statement.
Mic drop.
I'm not sure I'm really a big fan of his girlfriend. I mean, I think there were better looking gals out there.
That's his wife, isn't it?
Yeah, or his wife now.
Yeah,
Giselle.
Yeah, don't say girlfriend.
Well, he probably has better looking girlfriends than his wife.
Would you stop? You can't say that either.
I can't.
The Conway Podcast says nothing. Has nothing to do with
J.J. Watt is dating. Coming to
yeah.
Dallas.
Hey, man, I'm going to start all sorts of rumors. You want to get to 30,000 downloads of an episode?
That,
watch the rumor mill fly.
Sensationalism.
Yeah. Hey, fake news, boys.
Fake news.
So, no, I think I want to see Atlanta win, but I wouldn't
great.
It's not like I'm going to cry if New England wins. I want to see a good game.
I'm not saying that we're going to cry.
I might.
He's going to cry.
I might.
But there's not going
to
be
I don't
a
want
lot
New England
cry.
To win. I want Atlanta to win.
But that's what I'm saying. How many people out there would just be like.
I'm saying 60-40 at least are going to be leaning towards Atlanta because of Miracle on Ice, because some sort of a thing that Americans relate with the underdog. And bring
I'm going 80-20 pulling for Atlanta.
So you're saying it's much higher.
Oh, it's much higher.
80-20.
80-20.
Wow.
If they showed a red-blue map up of the United States, it would all be Falcons.
And Steve, is that because, like you mentioned earlier with the Atlanta Braves back in the 90s, they just Patriots win so often that it's just like,
Yeah, you don't want to see them win. And that's what I think most of America is like are like you guys. They say, shit, they've had their time.
Yeah.
Seven of them, it's enough.
Well, now, this was the Cowboys, we could keep
they
going.
Seven.
No, not one. They've gone. This is their seventh one that they've gone to.
Yeah.
So this group, Belichick and Brady.
God damn, that's amazing.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
That's a foundation. That's going to take
a
long time to destroy.
And where did this start? This started with the Tuck rule, which...
Yeah, I mean, if you
it
think,
started with
absolutely.
The Tuck rule. Oakland should have won that game, but the Tuck rule surfaced, came about, and we've never heard of it since. And that was the start of where we're at now.
Yeah, the Tuck rule. Then they changed the rule the following year. you had the it's one of those things where then you had Deflategate, you've had Spygate, you've had Giselle Bundchen Gate.
Yeah,
you've had a lot of gates up there.
Yeah, what's so cool about the. Belichick is that you could have been his best player last year, and you come up with some sort of attitude saying, "I want $6-7 million more just to compete like the other players around the league." He'll go, "Gotta let you go, man. Gotta let you go."
Yep. See you later.
Yeah. I mean he works like that, and year after year. Now I'm starting to think it was all Belichick. It was all Belichick. The last 3-4 years, I've held him as not Colonel Hogan, but General MacArthur.
Colonel Hogan.
I was going to say
Hogan's,
Colonel Hogan.
Hogan's Heroes?
Hogan's Heroes, Sergeant Saltz. I see nothing.
Colonel Hogan! That's
man, we have covered
Clink.
Some ground
That's
here.
That's Clink. Colonel Clink.
Colonel Clink.
Colonel Clink.
Yeah,
well, Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah, he had... And that son of a bitch would always get bought off for a bar of candy. I mean, that could be a city that got bombed, and he wouldn't care. He just, hey, give me that, hey, that little French guy, Pluto or whatever his name is. He'd always give him a bar of chocolate, and that pig would say everything. Chocolate. Game over.
Wasn't the sardines in a can?
So let's see. You like my strudel? Yeah, I'll blow that. So have any city you want in Germany. It's all yours. If I got the blueprints, I'm going to give it to you. A little loophole.
Yeah,
or
that's who we need back to find Hitler on Steve's show, Steve-O's show that he's watching.
Finding Hitler.
There it is.
So this is funny because they end that episode every week. Well, we got him cornered. And then they... I mean, you could see something like that happening. Can you see something like that? Oh, I got to catch it next week. They got him cornered.
Oh, yeah. It's you tempt him to watch next week. That's
following
tease,
show.
Tease.
Following show. He's in that building. And then it's over.
Oh, man. This is not the cowboy show that we thought it was going to be.
I think it's a great show.
I think it's a great show, too. But you're the one.
Honest to God,
that...
the Cowboys fans right now are enjoying.
For the last 21 weeks, you have yelled at me every time I brought up something that wasn't Dallas Cowboy related. You've berated my self-esteem.
Very, very, very controversial. You're a controversial guy.
My self-esteem is in the crapper because of you just beating me.
You're a controversial guy. I had to make
but
him.
Let me tell you what's helped Steve-O out, folks. I noticed that he subscribed to the Kickin' Life podcast. Thank you, Steve-O. He tweeted it. He shared it. I feel great. And if I thought it's helped him. I mean, he's smiling today. He's bringing up other stuff. He's
watching
confronting
Big Mac
Jono.
Commercial.
Watching it. Well, I don't know what he's doing there, but Big
hey,
Mac.
But you know what? You ought to tell our people about your Facebook page, and they could get on that and check you out.
Absolutely. I've got actually a couple Facebook pages. I've got.
Can't you just give them one?
You probably voted multiple times too.
Oh, you know I did. Wow, hello. Best promotion is your best self-promotion, right?
No politics here, boys. Let's go.
Anyway. Oh, that voted. I thought you were talking about voted on my page.
No.
He went down a wrong warrant.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
all
you
right,
stay
all
away
right.
From him.
Anyway, it's the Kickin' Life Guru. Our podcast show is kickinlifepodcast.com. And essentially what it's about, and Steve-O sometimes says sunshine and rainbows, it's not. I give the old Rocky thing. Hey, the world's not all sunshine and rainbows. The world will beat you down and keep you down if you let it. Not about how hard you can hit, how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. So it's all about just kicking you around, kicking you in life if you need to be kicked, to get up, fight back when life knocks you down, and knowing that it's going to knock you down. Just like our Cowboys got knocked down, well, they're not still wallowing in self-pity. They're up battling back saying, hey, we're going to rebuild, we're going to learn from this, and we're going to do better. And that's exactly what the show is all about.
Give them a not for long, Rich.
Oh, the NFL, not for long.
Yeah.
Hey, if you don't produce, not for long. You're out of here.
Not for long. That's what we're talking about here.
That's what we're talking about.
We're cowboypodcast.com.
No, but essentially that's the whole essence of life, isn't it, guys? You get knocked down, you get beat down. Life's going to do that to you. You bounce back, and you've got to, unless you're going to lay there and let somebody pamper you.
All right. No motivation here. We've got an email. We've got an email from Fernando in San Diego area, and he again asks, what's our concern? What do we have to do for the draft? I mean, a month, 2 months away?
No, it's like 3 months away.
3 months away? That's what I meant, 3 months. I said 2 months. I said three.
He said two plus one, and then that's three.
Well, that's why I said one plus two. I said three. That's where I was going.
Get them
with that.
Sausages out. Let's count.
All right, I got your sausage. But wow. In any case, what are our Cowboy concerns? Fernando brings up a great point. What are we going to be looking at here? We got the Senior Bowl coming up here. I think that shit like that.
Okay,
I
so
think
let me read off. Let me read off
that.
Our unrestricted free agents.
Okay,
all right.
See what we're gonna need.
And you give me a who cares and a we need him back.
Okay.
All right. Quarterback Kellen Moore.
Yeah, I would. I need a backup now. What do you think, Rich?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it all depends on Romo, but...
No, forget Romo. Romo's out of the scene.
Quarterback Mark Sanchez.
Jono wants him back.
I want him back. I want him back to clean the locker room.
All right.
And be that Diet Dr. Pepper guy walking around. Let's go.
Running back Lance Dunbar.
I'm not a fan of Dunbar. I'm going to go with the McFadden thing.
Okay, well, you got running back Darren McFadden.
Yes, I have to sign.
What happened to Alfred Morris?
Now, you know, it's not going to work.
All right.
Yeah, I think Morris.
Wide receivers, Bryce Butler.
You know what? It depends, though, Rich, because if Romo goes, Terrence Williams will go with him.
Terrence Williams is a restricted, unrestricted free agent, so he's on the list, too.
And wow. I'm telling you, he will be monitoring where Romo goes because Romo's praised him as one of the best receivers.
That's a good point, John.
So he needs his numbers to go up, too. So Terrence Williams,
you can probably get Bryce Butler on the low.
Yes.
So we got a couple of those, just like Dunbar and McFadden, and then Butler and Williams here. One's going, one's staying. I can't see them both.
Right now.
Hey, and here's the deal. Now that you're in Elliott's second year, I'm not sure you need to run after any records. I think you can still try to get him and keep them rushes low. So we need a – I would love to have a McFadden back.
No, there's no question.
You know, because here's the deal. He was running – I like records too. So he was running after a couple of records last year. So, you know, I wouldn't mind.
That's another great point.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Tight end Gavin Escobar.
I like him. I like him a lot. I think once he gets the playing time, I think you're going to see this kid shine. I like him.
Yeah, and how much longer does Witten have with us?
I'd say good 2 more years, don't you?
Well, and it's tutelage for Escobar, right? Just kind of learning how to play the position.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they used to, who was, he's in the Super Bowl. Martellus Bennett. When they were talking
Cowboys,
about.
Isn't that strange? We've always talked about the Cowboys having the best QBs. I mean, when you think of Cowboys, you think of QBs. QBs from day one with Meredith. Now, I tell you,
tight ends. For a while.
Jay Saldy. We've had Jay Saldy to
Jay Novacek.
No. I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Jackie Smith back in there, too.
No, the hell with him. I don't even throw him in with this group. I got Jay Saldy. I've got Billy Joe Dupree.
Absolutely.
I've got Novacek?
Jay Novacek.
Yeah, I've got an God, can you believe it? I think that's how it rolled. Cosby, what was
yeah,
it?
Doug Cosby.
Doug Cosby.
And you know what? Those are my guys. Those are my guys. I think
Saldy
was more of a blocking type of tight end, but he was very recognized. Billy Joe Dupree, I mean, that was our hands. We've always had tight ends. Okay, go on. But I'm telling you, Escobar is
you like Escobar.
I didn't like Bennett, but
yeah.
All right, so we got a couple of offensive guards. Jonathan Cooper is the guy we just signed off of the waiver wire, I guess, towards the end of the season. I don't think any of us know much about him.
No, but we're going to have to depend on what they're going to do with Leary.
Well, Leary is the next one. Ronald Leary is the other offensive guard that's
up. I want Leary.
I do too, but I don't know if
we can afford him.
If you can continue to, you got to have some sort of turnover in there, you got to cheapen it up some way.
No, look, you got to keep Leary there and Collins with him back and forth because I'm not sure if they're going to be healthy all year. That's
right.
My problem. So I know I'm going to run into that. At least I'll have one to fill that spot in. That's going to be good. Now, if you decide to do something really funky and get rid of him, now I have to keep this Cooper guy because I have no idea what the hell.
Well, and I think you got to also look at it. You're going to have injuries, but you can't pay a full-time player to only play part-time. You know what I'm saying? Big-time salary. So I think that's where that factors in, too. Is Leary going to stay healthy? Of course, we never know who's going to stay healthy. However,
I know the Jets are wanting him really bad. I think the Jets are going to make a big move for Leary. And if they bring Leary on, then they're going to talk about Romo and all that.
Well,
and
that's the hard thing when you got a team that is very good, right on the precipice of winning it all, and they don't, because if you win it all, you're getting fleeced. Your coaching staff,
everybody's
your free
going.
Agents,
yep.
You know you're getting fleeced, but at least you got a ring on the finger to say,
right.
Let these guys jump. But when you get that close, and now all of a sudden, and everybody knows you're the best team in the NFL, and all of a sudden you're going to get fleeced, you know, hopefully you don't come back weaker.
You can't keep it together, at least to win the ring, like you'd mentioned.
I got it here.
I got a trade.
He's had an epiphany.
I'm going to take Revis from the Jets, move him from a corner. He says he's no good at corner anymore. He can't keep up. But he wants to play safety, which would be ideal for him, which is another position that we are weak on. We move him to safety, and we will trade you Romo, and we'll also take your number 2 or number 1. Number If they
and
say
we'll
the
let you
two.
Re-sign Mark Sanchez.
Whoa!
No,
that's the
gone.
Icing on the cake.
Up in
New
York.
They get Sanchez.
They
back.
Get Sanchez back. We'll let you sign him.
Wow! But they would that would be the deterrent on the whole thing.
All right, we'll ask for a used ball bag in return. Come on.
But what do you guys see on that?
That's obviously a. But then again, you're putting Romo in a situation where he's 3 to 4 years away, which I don't think his body's going to keep up with that.
Yeah,
but so no, I you know, you got to do something in order to get down way under the salary cap so you can sign some of these guys.
Because
now all of a sudden,
Revis, they paid a lot of money for Revis too, so we could basically exchange there.
Yeah, so here we go. So when you get on the defensive line, you got Richard Ash, Jack Crawford, Ryan Davis, and Terrell McClain. All on the defensive line, which, you know, obviously there's some parts and pieces in there.
I like McClain, man. Yep. I really
do like McClain.
He plays really good. He plays aggressive, and he started really coming around. I'd like to see him signed.
Well, then you got the couple of linebackers here, Justin Durant and Rolando McClain, which he was one I think you were talking about.
No, I was talking about McClain. I think he's 99 or something. I don't know. But he's a big number, and he's right there.
Now you have Jalen Smith coming back as a linebacker, which is going to be a huge help.
For that, man.
So obviously there's somebody that's got to go there. But here's when you get into your defensive backfield. Here's where all of a sudden the names start to pop.
Oh, good.
Brandon Carr.
Go.
Barry Church.
He's in the middle, though. I don't
well,
know.
Well, he's been injury-prone here lately. But when he's healthy, I like Church a lot.
Mo Claiborne.
Dude, hold Carr's hand and leave.
And J.J. Wilcox.
Wilcox didn't hurt me. He never hurt me. I don't think he hurt me.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a hitter, and he'll stick his hand in there. I'll keep him.
Okay, so what you're looking for when you go into a draft is you're looking for.
I guess that's what you're saying. We're going to need
cornerbacks. You need a cornerback.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of things come out. You know, I think one of the first mock drafts I saw from Mel Kiper was they're looking at defensive end in first, but the latest I just seen is there's a safety they're looking at, or excuse me, a cornerback they're looking at with their pick, which I think is around 26. Well, I'll have to look it up. But, you read about a billion articles, it seems like, on Twitter and everywhere else that we're on. So, but we got a lot of definite work to do out there. And the word in camp is that you're probably not going to see a whole lot of signings before free agency hits.
Yeah,
that I think they're going to be in a sit back and wait and be patient mode. And I think a lot of that has to deal with the Tony Romo situation.
Well, I don't know if a lot of it, but I do definitely think the teams that are in the need for QB. I think the Cowboys and the rest of the league, I think they're going to definitely be – you're going to see this, and I don't know if you're going to think this is BS. How could they do this? But you're going to see a lot of teams release players, and that's just for the book purposes.
Oh, yeah, it happens every year. Exactly.
And I don't think people should get – pissed off, you might say, if maybe a Tony Romo gets dropped, because there's a reason. If we can't trade him, the best scenario I think would be to release him. You may not get what you want with the pick that you're going to be exchanging big contracts back and forth or anything like that. So be the best thing releasing. Him may be the best results for the Cowboys.
Well, and I think by Steve kind of divulging that list there, it really sheds light on exactly what the Cowboys are looking at. You know, Tony Romo takes front stage and precedence on everything that's going on here, but there's a lot of big names on that list, and what do we do with them? You know, and that's why the draft's important.
Well, like I said, the one thing that I think is the straw that stirs the drink is going to be what happens with Romo.
Straw that stirs the drink.
And
I was contemplating that too. I never heard that one.
You guys don't watch Sports Illustrated or read Sports Illustrated. That was Daryl Strawberry. It's the straw that stirs the drink.
Was that before or after the drug addiction? He used his straw for something else, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Multiple purpose. Multi-purpose.
Same straw, up the nose and the mouth.
You know, obviously, you know, you brought up that the Bears would be a good landing place for him, right?
I think he could adapt to the Bears, is what I said.
And I think the early call is that that's a favorite for him. But the most recent news I think everybody's heard is that Elway met with Romo, I think, out in the Washington, D.C. area. And now there's links for that. And you know that anytime somebody says something, take the opposite. Yeah. And when the Broncos came out and said, we have no interest.
Yep.
In Tony Romo, go to Vegas, buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Well, and
place
they say
a bet.
The NFL, something about, he's fine. Well, thank you. I wasn't going to say that, but he's fine. He's got, and back to your Rams.
Anytime you get an endorsement from management, pack your bags.
I definitely think that he would fit perfectly with the Bears, but I like what you said earlier. I think Denver would be a good place because Elway's worked with a veteran quarterback before that came in and took care of the house. And I think he sees that in Romo. I think Romo's that type of leader that Manning was. I think that Romo can definitely teach this kid. I think they're going to keep the kid around too.
They drafted him in the second round last. Paxton Lynch. He's there.
He's there. I don't know who it was.
Paxton Lynch.
Well, not that. I'm talking the Denver quarterback. Yeah.
Well, Paxton Lynch is their future.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Simeon, what was he, a 2-3 year player?
Yeah, it's his second. It was, I think, his second year in. But, yeah, he's out of Northwestern, but Paxton Lynch is their rookie from last year.
Well, they didn't even give him a look.
Well, they gave him some shots.
He didn't do anything.
Exactly. That's why they need Romo.
You go.
I got you.
That's the straw that stirs the drink right there.
And here's why you need Romo is because you're 1 year removed from the Super Bowl and you have the team and the defense that can make a run.
No,
if you had turned over, then you rebuild it all together. But at this point, they're not rebuilding. They're ready to win another one. So at that point, you have Simeon and Lynch learn from Romo and be ready to go. And bring in a veteran. But I need something in return.
Oh, absolutely.
And how easy is it that you can see Miller coming up from the defense side, pressing that button to go to the fifth floor there where Elway's at and saying, look, I have the defense. We'll stop him. You just got to help me out.
Put up some points.
You just got to help me out.
Put some points on the offense.
I got the boys here.
You know, and that sounds like, wow. We'll see how everything folds out, but unfolds here. That sounds like one of the better options.
Yeah, and they don't have a ton of money wrapped up in the quarterback position.
He wants to win. He's only got limited window there, probably 3 years.
What is he now, 35?
Yeah.
I think he's 35.
Yeah, mid-30s.
Yeah, 35.
That body's taken a beating.
35 or 36, and I tell you, he could still do it on that first series. He showed it, so I think in his mind – I'm not ready to retire. And
no,
there's Cowboy fans
years,
that are saying
he's got
that
some mileage
he should
on
retire.
There.
Well, no, I mean, playing age is 31 because he's missed about four years with injury. But real, it seems like he plays like an 85-year-old because of his all the injuries. Oh, so
that's that back.
Well, he plays really good.
That's that back I was awesome. Telling you about. You know, nothing heals exactly the way it was put together initially.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to do it, guys. I think
we have picks on the Super Bowl here.
Well,
yeah, let's do it.
Next week is the Super Bowl, though. Not this coming week, following. So.
I don't know if you're going to tease anybody.
You want to pick the Pro Bowl?
No.
Oh, shit. I just like to know the score. What's the over and under on that one? I'm probably going to say 98.
I'm not going to look up, but I'm going to say that they score over 100.
Yeah, they have to.
I'll take the over.
No one's going to stick their head in a tackle.
Let's see over under on sacks.
No, there's
negative
not,
one.
Yeah, no sack. No one's going to – even the offensive line, defensive line, they're going to be shaking hands the whole time. It's you know what? We're happy that our guys aren't going to get hurt, but why even have the stupid thing? Just say they're a Pro Bowl. We'll buy into it. We've seen them play. We don't need to see them play one more time, tapping each other on the butt and pulling a flag. That's not why – that's not what we see our guys doing. So you know what? I'm happy. 7 Pro Bowlers. But am I going to watch it? No. because I don't care. Back in our days, we used to watch it because of who's going to win the MVP? Could it be Roger Staubach? Could it be Troy 100% Aikman?
100% right.
That was our thing. Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith would be great with MVP. And that's the point of the pro game was, the Pro Bowl. Yeah.
Man, we went all over the world and back on this one, didn't we?
We did.
Well, I think that was a good
I hope question. Everybody enjoyed the show.
We end up back here at the studio. How about that?
Yeah.
Time travelers.
All right, my friends, that's our show for this week. Maybe we got a little long-winded like I did, but who the hell cares? We had a great time. Cowboy Nation, tune in next week. From Rich, Steve O'Jano, we are out of here.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci. Excite better thinking.
You need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.